you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible sees a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. In whatever fashion and whatever setting you receive us, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, maybe slinging an NSFW word or two or term or sentence, or maybe the whole fucking show. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. NSF, how do you pronounce that? NSFW?
NSFW, not safe for work.
Oh, yes.
Tweet us during the show if you're at work.
Right.
Do it covertly.
Yes.
At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over on our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool, angry, liberal kids hang out.
Anti-Nazi types.
Anti-fascism, anti-Nazi.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. they love Mitch McConnell.
Mitch, the bitch. Boy,
just
he
kidding.
Fucked up, didn't he? Did he fuck up or did he fuck up?
I don't know what's going on. He's really profoundly evil. It turns out to be an evil genius. He completely obstructed, stole, many would say, a SCOTUS seat. Or SCOTUSL. SCOTUSL?
Scrotal.
A SCOTUSL seat.
Scrotum.
And by not even allowing Barack Hussein Obama to replace Antonin Scalia.
Oh, yes.
And kind of a Hail Mary, hoping that the next election would go their way and they'd be able to fill the seat. And they won.
It really is sad. All the idiot racists, they won. They got exactly what they wanted.
Yes.
What did we get? We didn't get shit.
Yeah, boned.
Damn.
Continually.
Boned, baby. Bend over, stupid.
Like
That's
I said,
what
tweet
it feels
us
like.
During the show, tweet us if you like, or follow us on the internet. If you're gonna buy anything on the internet and you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy your shit at Amazon through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right, Pat.
And whatever you buy there, we get a little tickle, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here, helps us keep the lights on and the beer flowing.
But ultimately, you're right. He won. Mitch the bitch won.
Yeah, it's so gross.
But
gleeful. The picture of him when he met with
gleeful.
Trump for the first time. Remember that? It was like some cartoon.
He looks like a melting candle.
Yeah, like a blobfish.
He does, particularly the picture of him that's floating around the Yankosphere today.
The Yankosphere.
He looks like a blobfish.
The Yankosphere. Oh, what's going on crab diving page?
Yeah.
All kinds of shit going on in the news. All kinds of stories. You know, I like to try to prepare before the show and pull stories I find interesting and categorize them and put them together so that they kind of make sense flowing from one to the other.
Oh, yes.
But nowadays, I really could take 4 seconds and just because there's so fucking much going on that and that's part of the I think that's part of the deal.
It's just like the campaign.
It's a blitzkrieg of bullshit.
Nine.
And as we get outraged over Mitch McConnell telling Elizabeth Warren, shut the fuck up.
Right.
On the Senate floor, figuratively, then who the hell knows what else has been going on that we didn't notice?
Well, it's terrifying because there's all this racist, shitty fucking stuff going on. But at the same time, you know, our government's not working. I don't think it is. I mean, are we functioning?
We don't seem to have a lot going on.
Motherfucker.
I mean, the lights are still on, except not all of them in the White House, right? People can't find the fucking light switch.
Listen,
how can
man,
you not find a light switch?
I don't know. What happens if, let's say Katrina rolls into the Gulf this summer? Not out of the realm of possibilities.
Katrina Pearson?
Yes. And we need FEMA to do something.
With her gun cartridge necklace?
Oh, yes. What are we going to do if there's a hurricane?
Well, that's the thing is, that there's right now it's a tense situation, of course, everywhere, but if a big thing happens, we trust these idiots to get anything done? We've already had the Homeland Security dude already in front of a congressional hearing saying, well, you know, I guess I should have rolled it out earlier and I should have checked that let's keep the Muslims out memo. I mean, I guess I could have put that one out. I could have run that by you guys a little earlier.
Yeah. Or what happens when a governor needs his state? He needs funding for an emergency or some kind of disaster relief. And what if he's a lib? And what if Trump doesn't, you know, isn't down with some of the shit he's got going on with his in his state? What does Trump say? Hey, you better play ball with what I want to do. We're not going to send you this aid, dickhead.
Good job, Brownie.
I mean, you don't see him. Don't you see him politicizing shit like
oh, sure,
this?
Everything. Yeah. I don't know. Did you vote for me? Did that city vote for me?
And Obama sure as fuck didn't operate like that. Not once. He was not spiteful. And if anybody had any justification to ever be spiteful or hateful to the fuck faces in Congress, it's Barack. But they said he wasn't born here, man.
I mean, in their defense, he never stopped being black.
You're right.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, February 8th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. All right, the Commie Pico Liberal, Huffington Post, same headline I saw earlier. Somebody superimposed a nuclear explosion over a picture of Steve Bannon.
Yay.
It says Prophet of Doom is the headline. This is a creepy as fuck story.
Is that supposed to be funny? Because I don't find that funny.
He's got some weird fucked up philosophies, it turns out. Some apocalyptic kind of bullshittery.
Oh, great.
Not even necessarily Four Horsemen and Jesus coming to smite all the unbelievers and the fucking atheists and the Muslims.
The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse walk into a bar.
But there's some weird theorists, historians, whatever. I guess they call them here at the HuffPo generational theorists. Who the fuck knows what that means?
What does that mean?
William Strauss and Neil Howe.
Okay.
And they have this theory. They wrote these books.
Ooh, yes.
That history operates in four-stage cycles.
Duh.
That move from a major crisis to an awakening.
Ooh.
To a major crisis. Yes. To an awakening. They call them, the crises are called fourth turnings, as it's the fourth the fourth thing that comes up in the this bizarre theory they've come up with.
I love it. I'm down for this shit.
And the one of the experts on these guys that wrote this shit,
yes,
was interviewed by none other than Steve Bannon.
Nine.
For a documentary he was making.
Yes.
In 2009.
Okay, 2009. Fuck.
7 years ago.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what was happening in Cubs baseball history at that point. I don't know fucking why. I have no fucking idea why I was sitting there. I was like, Is that when they were in the playoffs before? But that was 2003. Who cares?
So in this interview, he said that Bannon believed that the U.S. had entered the fourth turning.
Oh, yeah. I thought so, too.
In September 2008, when Hank Paulson and Ben Bernanke went to Capitol Hill to ask for bailouts of the international banking system. So he's one of these who thinks the globalist bankers.
Yes.
The globalist bankers.
Globalists.
Which, I concur on some levels. But
what do you mean? Are you worried about the globalists?
I'm worried about big business. I'm worried about big banking.
Me as well. I agree. I'm worried.
I don't necessarily think we're going to have or need a one world government.
I don't think
that's
so either.
Silly. But by enabling these multinational corporations to gobble each other up, it's going to end up with one or two big giant corporations. How is that not globalism?
Oh, yeah. That totally is, man.
They said that Bannon said you have the American Revolution, you have the Civil War, World War II. They're getting bigger and bigger. Clearly, this guy said, Bannon was anticipating that in this fourth turning, there would be one at least as big. And he was trying to get this guy to say that, to agree with it on the air. This guy doesn't necessarily believe in the theories of these other guys. So he said he doesn't believe that it's preordained. It may happen cyclically.
Damn.
But it's not necessarily preordained.
Does Bannon believe this apocalyptic shit is our destiny?
Yeah. Says in interviews, speeches, and writings, and especially in his embrace of Strauss and Howe, these are the everything happens in a cycle, guys.
Sure.
He's made clear that he is first and foremost, my favorite new word, an apocalypticist.
What a perv.
An apocalypticist.
Yes, very flexible.
According to HuffPo here, in Bannon's view, we are in the midst of an existential war. Everything is part of that conflict. Treaties must be torn up. Enemies named, culture changed. Global conflagration, should it occur, which means conflagration means burning. Global fuckery, should it occur, would only prove his theory correct. For Bannon, the fourth turning has arrived. Now, there's this other character in these guys' books or theories or predictions.
I mean, if we knew... this is bananas!
They believe that some weird strong man. Called the Gray Champion.
Come here, champion.
Gray.
What the fuck does that mean?
May have already emerged.
He's a silver fox.
This Gray Champion is, they say, as these guys who have this theory, they say as this fourth turning.
God damn
it. As the fourth turning over and presenting of the starfish happens.
Who are these weird fucks?
Quote, an unexpected leader will emerge from an older generation.
Oh, yes.
To lead the nation and what they call the hero generation. In this case, they believe it's the millennials. Will lead them to a new order.
Oh, shit. Who is this?
This person is known as the Gray Champion. An election or other event, perhaps a war, will bring this person to power. Their regime will rule throughout the crisis. Now, I don't know. One could say...
Is Trump this guy?
Putin? Oh, shit. Putin could be angling to be the Gray Champion. Who knows?
Could it not be Tim Tebow?
In this theory, I find it unlikely to continue Tim Tebow. He'll see how he does on the... Who's he playing
for?
Mets. The
Mets. It's more likely this will happen than he gets a spot ever on a major league roster. He's not a good baseball player. He is a poser. I do not believe
How are the Mets looking next year? Will they need to put butts in seats, even
I was about
double
to say,
wide ones from that are into...
I was about to say, are they going to need Tim Tebow? And the answer would be no. No team needs a guy that's going to bat about 180 and hit for nothing.
But are they going to bring...
No.
Are they going to have audiences? Are they going to do... Are they going to need...
No.
To bolster the...
I don't know. Are they loons over there?
New York?
No, in the Mets. The Mets ownership. No, they're not loons. I mean, there's some crazy ass owners out there. Like the Marlins, they would do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So anyway,
I'm still upset that they took the word devil.
The Devil Rays, out of the Tampa devil Bay Rays, Devil Rays.
Because of the lunatic Christians. It was offending their tiny little sensibilities.
And by the way, let's not forget who these big, nasty, fat cat owners are of baseball teams. They're evil fucknuts. Mm-hmm.
That's why...
Capitalists.
They should follow the structure of my football arch nemesis, the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah.
And
publicly owned, right?
Have the city own them.
Oh, not publicly owned.
It's communism.
Yeah, it's great.
So, Bannon, according to this theory, that they believe the winners now will have the power to pursue the more potent, less incrementalist agenda, which means not changing slowly. We're going to ram shit down your throat.
Do you think Putin is just laughing his ass off at us right now? I mean, is this his wet fucking dream?
He's not into democracy as we practice it.
I mean, this sucks. Why did the American people? I know Schindler didn't win the popular vote. He won the electoral. How could anyone vote for this loon, knowing Steve Bannon?
What about those emails though?
Oh yes.
She was the most corrupt person ever in the history of the universe.
Why didn't Hillary go out on stage and say, listen, my email's Benghazi, whatever. Does it not bother anyone?
She did.
That his friend is an apocalyptist or whatever the fuck that is.
Well, that was early on even, but...
They should have ran that down people's throats. This
And then the rest of this article over at the HuffPo just basically goes on to then... they quote other historians and professor types and et cetera who think these cyclical models of history are bollocks, to quote our friends across the pond.
Bollocks.
The utter bullshit. They don't buy it. They're like, you could try to pick and choose events in history and try to draw parallels and say, oh, this is that, this is that. They don't
this
buy
is
it.
A turning.
It's crap. Yeah.
Is this what he says?
Bannon buys into it.
We are in the midst
allegedly.
Of a turning. Is that what he calls it?
In 2011.
Yes.
At something called... Doesn't this sound great? A conservative nonprofit called the Liberty Restoration Foundation.
Oh, shit. Please.
We're going to restore liberty, which means taking it away from homosexuals,
sure.
Take it away from gay, from black people, take it away from women.
Bleach my sheets. I will need them. Going off to the, what is this called? The Liberty what?
The Liberty Restoration Foundation.
That's racist. I don't give a fuck. That's creepy. That's creepy white guy shit.
In 2011, he told an audience at this foundation, quote, we had the revolution, we had the Civil War, we had the Great Depression and World War II. This is the great fourth turning in American history. We're going to be the one thing on the other side.
Great.
He told the conference.
Yes.
That same year that major crises happened in 80 to 100 year cycles. He's quoting, he's parroting these guys, whatever the fuck, the generational theorist, whatever the fuck that means.
I mean, it's terrifying. This guy just buys into some shit because, I don't know, he liked the way it was presented in some book. The turning?
Apparently they like the conspiracy theory bullshit on that side. And this is a little on the conspiracy theory-ish side.
Well, how's
like
this any different?
You could predict history somehow, or predict what's going to happen by what's happened.
I guess we should relax. I mean, this is what's different about this than like Jesus shit? Except this guy's acting on it. That's a little fucked up, right? Maybe.
In 2015, Bannon said, it's war. It's war.
Oh, great.
Every day we put up, America is at war. America is at war. We're at war.
Every day we put up.
I don't know.
Put up with what?
He means at Bannon, at Breitbart.
Oh, okay.
They put it up every day. And
I see.
America's at war. America's at war.
Thank you, Breitbart.
On radio, he said, you have an expansionist Islam and you have an expansionist China. They are motivated. They're arrogant. They're on the march. They think the Judeo-Christian West is on the retreat.
How do they fucking know? Can they cite articles in the New York Times, any of the globalist publications?
Oh, I'm sure he's publications he can cite.
It's not Breitbart. What about WND? Oh, yeah.
Against Islam, he said in 2011, we are in a 100-year war.
No,
against Islam.
Why
not
100
years? Not against Islamic terror.
Oh, yeah.
Not against radicalism.
Fuck you.
Against Islam.
Against my dick.
So where did this ban on Islam, on Muslims entering America? I, Donald J. Trump, am calling on a ban on all Muslims entering the U.S. until we can figure out what the hell is going on. Remember that pronouncement?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's kind of almost a direct quote, probably. I remember that. Until we can figure out what the hell is going on.
Dude, are we in some sort of a... I keep trying to think like where we are in America in this
fuckhole
thing. Oh, yes. Within the fuckhole, where are we? Have we accepted that we are deep in the fuckhole? I know we have, as America.
More than half.
Have they accepted that? I mean, maybe the next step is sort of accepting that, yes, we have a lunatic for president who, yes, believes in some really like fucked up late night basic cable ancient alien bullshit. And what the fuck are we going to do about it? I mean, this guy thinks we're in the middle of a globalist bullshit war that it may not, it's not existing. We're not in a war.
Bannon, but they've convinced the ninnies in the quote flyover states that we are absolutely, and that in the middle of Ames, Iowa, you got to watch out, motherfucker, because the Muslims are going to come riding their horses in, and they're going to take your shit, and they're going to flip your white girls over and impregnate them, and then they're going to turn your boys into homosexuals.
Is it not? When is it enough? Here's my question for Schittler. I know you're insatiable with his bullshit, but God, when is it enough? I mean, listen. Hey, you listen to Rachel Maddow talking about the puppy mill thing?
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Well, no one can figure that one out either.
You're mentally ill.
They came out with a statement. What happened was, to try to do the Reader's Digest version, as far as I can remember it, some on the USDA website, there used to be a database you could search to make sure that the dog place breeder that you're getting your dog from is not a puppy mill and they haven't been cited.
Yeah, they're not Michael Vick
for
types.
Horrible dog cruelty or animal cruelty.
Yes.
Or cats and horses, whatever. There are all kinds of different things.
Gerbils.
And inexplicably, that data has vanished from the official government website. And they came out with for their first statement has been already proven to be a lie. The first thing they came out with was, this is what they're doing now, of course.
Yes.
Obama did it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, in 2016, they decided to make this change. We just implemented it. And they tracked down some actual journalists, I'm sure fake news, according to the lunatics. They tracked down the former head of this group.
Right.
And the guy said, we did not plan on taking that down at
all. You sure? Are you sure Obama wasn't going to make some, right before he left office, some speech and how he wouldn't look out for the rights of these puppy mills?
And then they said, something to do with privacy and something to do. It's just all crap.
I want to torture these animals in private.
Why? Yeah, I don't.
Why are you going to look out for these guys?
They're trying to say privacy issues, but that means, well, what about the poor businesses that are hooking up dogs into rape machines?
Yeah.
Well, they got to make money too.
Yeah. How are they supposed to sit here and worry about what dog's getting tortured? We're in the fourth turning, dumbass.
That's right.
We're in the fourth fucking turning.
We're in the fourth bending over.
How many of those are there? Did you say, and I forgot? How many turnings?
I don't know. It's all
69.
Bullshit.
So stupid.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo that Steve Bannon is even bat shittier than we thought. And sprinkle in, some anti-Semitism and some racism and some misogyny.
And he's in the Security Council or some shit.
And you have Breitbart.
State-run media.
Creepy. Speaking of creepy, let us dumb it down.
Too late.
Although there's another story we'll talk about in a second here.
Oh, yes.
If we go over the Drudge Report. Drag our knuckles on the ground, empty out our jewel cups.
Eat my dick.
And over at the Drudge Report, it says White House says have to wait on Obamacare repeal.
Ah, dang.
That's what kind of I was going to talk about here is that there's another story that Matt Drudge.
Yes.
Who seldom tweets.
Yes.
He just allows his evil empire to run and,
right.
and put its bullshit headlines. He tweeted out, no Obamacare repeal tax cuts, but Republicans vote to shut Warren. Only know how to be opposition and not lead. All caps, danger.
Oh, shit.
So Drudge is saying he's pissed with the Republicans that they haven't fucked over the country even more.
It's not enough. These guys are insatiable.
Apparently.
It's not enough.
I don't know if he's trying to fire up Trump. Who the fuck knows? Apparently it's pretty easy.
I mean, it's not enough. What does he want? The first day, he just did the fucking Muslim ban. He rolled it out poorly, did a shitty job of it, apparently.
Then he tweeted a picture of Speaker Ryan standing next to Mitch McConnell.
Bye.
And he said, Republican Party should be sued for fraud.
No.
No discussion of tax cuts now, just lots of crazy. Back to basics, guys.
Hey, Matt, I mean, you're pissed off that the Republican Party is full of crazies? where have you been, dickhead? I mean, you got a news thing?
And sure enough, the headline over at the Drudge Report says White House has to wait on Obamacare appeal. So he's throwing the White House under the bus in his eyes by saying, look, dummies. This is where it starts to unravel. They lied.
They're going to get pissed off.
They lied.
These people that support Trump. Are lunatic, fickle, fucking white people.
Unless he promises them they can go shoot brown people.
Well, who's this? Okay, so Trump loses. All his Trumpalos get pissed off. All the races get mad at him because they're not doing it enough. And they're not fucking the country up enough.
Yeah.
What scary person swoops in to take Trump's place?
Well, right.
What scarier person?
Right. That's what people were saying when he was running, even in the primaries. Was like, well, okay, he's all Hitler-y and stuff like that. But he's also dumb and crazy. What happens if a more Hitler-y,
yes.
less dumb,
right,
less batshit
I don't
version
know.
Shows up? That could be some creepy ass shit.
Then we're fucked.
And that's Bannon, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe Bannon knows, you know, he can't be the pretty boy at the prom and prom king,
yes.
but he can be the evil vizier behind the sultan.
Is Bannon a genius? I mean, is he a smart guy that's real fucking evil?
I think so.
He was a Navy. What was he? Yeah, he was in the military. He was in like a Navy.
He was a Navy something or other.
Dude or whatever.
He's a Navy dude.
Hey, Navy dude. Why are you such a lunatic? What up with the turnings? Jesus.
Creepy. So there you go. Those are your headlines at the HuffPo and at the Drudge Report. We like to be fair and balanced here at Crab Diving.
How much of a genius, though, can you be if you really buy into that shit? The apocalyptic. How
well,
can
right.
you be an apocalyptist?
I don't know.
And also be a genius.
I've known some geniuses that are idiots. To be honest with you, I've known some geniuses that are idiots. I had a friend who was in the Mensa.
Yeah.
And dragged me along to some of those Mensa deals.
Right.
And I don't know. There were some perfectly normal, nice people there, but there was a percentage of loons and percentage of oddballs and
why they couldn't hold a conversation.
You're right. Or too much conversation
I see,
you know, every level of assholery is,
right.
I don't necessarily think being real smart. Look at James Woods.
Oh yeah. He's smart.
He's got a alleged genius level IQ,
but he's a cunt.
He's a flaming asswad.
Right.
So there you go. Those are your headlines. All kinds of shit. Don't forget, hang out over on our Facebook page. A lot of the stuff that we talk about here and stuff that we don't.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of the stories that actually we like to read our president's. We like to read Trump's tweets.
Nein! Das Tweet!
And we were talking offline. Wasn't this offline?
Crab
we were talking
about offline conversation.
About if we lived in a nice liberal country with free health care and all that stuff. And
pussies.
This would be funny as fuck from the outside to watch.
It would be hilarious.
How sort lunatic of. He is. And then you reminded me that he has nukes.
Yes.
Which kind of changes the equation.
We have nukes.
Less funny.
But relax. Rick Perry's on the job.
Oh, my God.
Oops.
Oh, my God. He's been a little prolific today. I didn't even see
Rick
some
Perry
of these.
Or,
no.
Oh, no, Trump.
Our president.
Third
he's working
bottle.
Really hard.
Oh, yes. I imagine.
Yesterday, it's a disgrace. My full cabinet is still not in place. The longest such delay in the history of our country. Obstruction by Democrats. Well, yeah, that's true. Proud.
Well, listen, you nominated a bunch of people for positions to run things that they all hate. Nancy DeVos hates public fucking education.
Yeah.
Wait, Nancy. It's Nancy.
Betsy.
Betsy, fuck.
Butthurt, 10 hours ago, he tweeted, if the U.S. does not win this case, as it so obviously should, we can never have the security and safety to which we are entitled. Politics. So he's accusing these judges. If these judges decide, you know what, your order ain't real constitutionalist-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
He's saying they're voting politically. It's politics. He's trying to turn the people against the judiciary. This is terrifying as fuck.
Is he laying the groundwork to just do it anyway?
That's our constitutional crisis. Is they were worried early on that he was just gonna say fuck what the courts say. To keep and order his people to keep banning him.
Why
fuck the courts?
Yeah, yeah.
Then we're in trouble.
Right. Why doesn't he just literally burn us down? Why doesn't he just do that? Get to it, dummy. God, that's scary, man. That's some fucked up shit.
Then 7 hours ago, he reacted to the news that his daughter. Ivanka,
sit
not
on my
Tiffany.
Lap.
You forgot about Tiffany. Why did you immediately assume it was Ivanka?
Oh yeah. Exactly.
How do you know it wasn't Tiffany news?
I know this story. I love it.
Ivanka, sells bullshit. She sells
garbage.
What does she sell? Dresses, purses,
boots, dresses, blouses, jewelry, garbage.
She's got her own line.
Ivanka,
The Ivanka Trump. Line. I'm having internet issues.
Got it. You know, whenever I
and we're having internet issues, I don't know that we're exactly streaming. So if we stopped listening to us, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. But if you're listening to us as a podcast, you're like, why the fuck didn't you edit this out? But anyway, the story basically is that Ivanka. Is your internet working over there? That Ivanka. Has her clothing and boot line and all that shit has been removed from a few stores, like TJ Maxx, I believe, Marshalls, Nordstrom, a couple others, because apparently people have kind of stopped buying shit. They've stopped buying her stuff. I don't know if there's a lot of like official. Boycotting going on, but they are the sales have definitely waned. Well now Ivanka has gotten notice that they're not selling, they're dropping her lines at these different stores, and sure enough, this morning, about 7 hours ago, Donald J. Trump, our president, our POTUS, tweeted out, my daughter Ivanka has been treated so unfairly by Nordstrom. She is a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing. Terrible. She is a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing. Creepy. But it ain't working. It doesn't appear to be working, Ivanka. If you're trying to push him to do the right thing, because there's very little of what he's been doing that's right. So he's all butthurt, and now going after Nordstrom saying that they're being that he's being treated unfairly. But he was soundly thrashed on social medias. One of the largest responses that he got, that got the most upvotes and stuff, was somebody basically said, "Hey, that's the free market snowflake." And that's true. These guys are all for the fair. What about the fair market, free market, less regulation? And then when people actually wield their wallet power stop, you know, buying shit, stop going to whatever these places, and stop patronizing them, then they get all butthurt and get all upset. Like, so what? Now, does he think that every store must be carrying Ivanka Trump's line? Why? Because she's a great person who's always pushing him to do the right thing. So creepy. Creepy as fuck. This is, he really thinks, I'm convinced he really thought that he, president was like king, that he'd be able to do whatever he want and just issue orders and tell everybody to do what they want. And he'd tell Congress to do something and they'd roll over and do it for him, which on some things that works for them, it seems like they are absolutely doing, just rolling over for him, trying to get him to rubber stamp stuff. But other things they're pushing back on. Even this Muslim ban, a bunch of them have said that they can't abide by the unconstitutionality of this stuff. And then even with Betsy DeVos yesterday, a historic vote in the U.S. Senate that went 50-50 and had to have Mike Pence slither over there and cast the tie-breaking vote. And that's when Mike Pence then, by casting that vote, caused us to have now Betsy DeVos as our education secretary. And she, of course, is the one who we read yesterday. If you go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes or Stitcher, and, hey, leave us a nice review. But we talked about her extensively yesterday, and we found out that she has in the past said that she's out to further the kingdom of God in education.
Yeah, by the way, just an FYI, I don't know why the internet's off. I spoke with technical support. I don't know.
I see.
So anyway,
we are recording, though, I still believe. Yes. So apologies. You can't hear us, so why would we apologize?
Right, yeah.
But we're still plodding on.
Plodding.
It's going to be a little difficult if I can't call up any internet stories. We've got all kinds of shit going on. Ryan is cycling the modem, as they say. In other words, turning it on and off. So there we go. Ivanka, Donald tweeting out, "My daughter Ivanka treated unfairly by Nordstrom."
Yeah. Damn it.
He's so upset.
I had a funny tweet about that. I said Trump, he's fine with barring Syrian children from coming into our country, but he's upset that Ivanka isn't allowed to, her products can't be let into Nordstrom's.
Right. Priorities.
My daughter's fucking fashion line.
And that was seven
hours
ago.
He's fucking president.
So it's 2:40-ish p.m. here on a lovely Wednesday, a beautiful warm day here in Southern California in Los Angeles, the land of fruits and nuts.
Oh, yes, plenty.
And so 7 hours ago would be 7 a.m. So he woke up.
Okay.
And, well, first at 4 a.m., that's 4 a.m. our time, he tweeted, "I will be speaking at 9 a.m. to police chiefs and sheriffs, and I will be discussing the horrible, dangerous, and wrong decision." ... Seven dots.
Somebody tell that motherfucker what an ellipses is. Or don't. It doesn't matter.
And why seven dots? Because he doesn't continue.
Because he's a fucking lunatic, man.
He doesn't continue on. It's almost as if he had a stroke as he was typing. What's that scene from Monty Python and the Holy Grail where they go and they kill the rabbit?
Right.
The most vicious rodent you've ever seen. That bunny's a killer. And They go into the cave.
Right, with the holy hand grenade.
And they see somebody... Well, they kill the rabbit with the hand grenade, spoiler alert. And they go into the cave, and they see some guy who had written something as he was dying.
Oh, yeah.
And then he says it could be found in the castle. Ah. They're like, what do you mean, Og? And it's like, maybe he was dying as he wrote it. Would he carve it into the wall? Would That's he carve Arg?
I saw that fucking Monty Python's Holy Grail at the IMAX on Navy Pier.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Envious.
You should be.
That was probably the first movie I had memorized as a kid when I, you know, we just one of those cult movies where you watch it so many fucking times that you end up being able to recite Star Wars, the first Star Wars, of course.
You want
to
talk about nerddom? When I was 16 in my car, my first car, I had two cassettes. One was a recording of Monty Python's Holy Grail and something else, some other Monty Python thing. And the other, at the end of the day, you're another day older. Bum, 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 bum.
You had Les Mis and Monty Python?
Don't you fret.
Fascinating.
Monsieur Medius.
Follow us on the social medias, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Don't forget, you can also hurl us a message over at facebook.com/crabdiving.
Spew upon me! You know Bannon's into that shit. Or Shitler. You think Shitler's a metaphiliast?
Oh, getting puked on?
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know. Gross, gross, gross.
Anyway.
Donald Trump said yesterday also tweeted the threat from radical Islamic terrorism is very real. Just look at what's happening in Europe and the Middle East. I've got the hiccups now. Courts must act fast.
Jesus Christ, dude.
My personal favorite from yesterday. I don't know Putin. Have no deals in Russia, and the haters are going crazy. Yet Obama can make a deal with Iran. Number one in terror. No problem.
What the fuck does that mean?
This is our president of the United States.
Is he saying Obama's deal with Iran furthered terrorism or emboldened terrorists?
Yes, that was their lie.
What about all the shit you're doing?
Well, right.
You're doing it for them. Look at the evil Americans. You have to fight them. They're declaring war on us. They're racists.
And already around the world, they've been emboldened. You know, this bullshit with the Yemen, there's another story out that this failed attack or whatever, even though Sean, the little ferret Spicer,
Bather,
said, we'd call it everything. We'd call it a success. We'd call it a success. It was successful.
But somebody died.
It was an intel gathering, he said. It was an intel gathering. But then the leaks are saying that they had gotten wind on possibly the biggest Al-Qaeda dude in Yemen.
Yes.
And that they kind of knew where he would hang out sometimes, and that the Obama administration knew about it and possibly didn't feel that it was enough to go in and maybe kill some kids accidentally and some women and some innocent bystanders.
I mean, wouldn't you just do what Obama does?
And what?
I mean, in a lot of times,
kite surfing with Richard Branson, I'd love to.
I mean, why wouldn't you? Why would Shitler think his plan would be better than Obama's?
I know not.
I mean, I don't know.
Because he has the best ideas and the best words, bigly.
Tell you what, man. If I was president, I would do everything. What was that spy novel we read? Listened to in the car on the way to fucking Florida.
One of the Mitt Rapp. Mitch Rapp is the character. I forget what the guy's.
And that dickhead from fucking Twilight's going to play Mitch in the movies, which is so. Robert Pattinson, which is so depressing.
No. It's one of the kids from Teen Wolf is going to be playing.
Oh, yeah.
The teenage. Spoiler alert. This college kid is recruited by. Some black ops, secret CIA / FBI. I think it's CIA, isn't it?
secret
wing of the CIA to go, you know, be an operative and kill people and knock heads together and shit. And they're starting with the first novel,
right?
or the first prequel novel. I don't know the exact series, how it progressed, but it's him as a in college getting recruited.
It's not the guy from Twilight.
Going through training.
Movie.
No, it's the guy from... It's one
Another
of the guys from
bag.
Teen Wolf.
That those are the same people.
On the television.
Those are the same people. How dare you? Those are the same douchebags.
Get off my lawn.
No. They're the same.
Your music sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Get off my lawn. Your music
I would
sucks.
Do, but my point is, I would do everything they did in that movie. In that book. I don't remember them fucking up one thing in that book.
Right.
I would do everything that they did. I wouldn't do anything like the way Schindler's doing it. He's a loser. I mean, really, what an asshole. How could he say this is a success? Didn't we lose? How many people died and a bunch of other civilians got killed?
We lost a SEAL and civilians got killed. Kids got killed. And that's what happened in the Yemen is that they broadcast pictures, apparently, of the bloody aftermath.
Yes.
And the Yemeni decided to issue a statement saying, no more ground operations for you.
Yeah, dumbass. So now what if we find an Al-Qaeda person in there?
Well, right, so they're no longer going to cooperate. No more. We don't want you assholes. We're not going to give you a free ticket inside Yemen.
And Schindler spins this as a victory.
Sean Spicer, they're trying to claim that, oh, yeah, it was a big, big Lee victory. And that was the other story that was out, that apparently, fuck what? Oh, the other thing was apparently that whoever was pushing for this raid to occur kind of manipulated our president,
right,
by saying, well, Obama was too weak to okay this to say yes to this.
But
Obama
you.
Would have never said yes to this. Ooh. Because... he would think he would try to be too careful. So then, of course.
But not you, Schindler.
No. That's not a good quality.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Obama was cautious. About what? Using the military when people's lives are going to be at fucking risk?
Now, some people are saying, well, maybe, you know, Mattis took a look at it, etc. And that hopefully they had tried to at least execute the operation as sanely as possible and with the best intel, and hopefully everything would go off. By the way, the administration is claiming that they were not going after this dude.
Right.
But other reports are like, oh, they were totally going after this dude in Yemen.
Right.
But that he didn't die. And now he put out an audio, like a podcast, a Fuck You Trump podcast. Boo boo, you didn't kill me, you big asshole. Ha, ha 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 ha. We're gonna rain hellfire down on your evil nation, kind of thing.
That again, that's a victory. Okay.
Ha wow. ha ha. Your raid fucked up. Proof again that the Americans are imploding.
And now we're gonna
dancing.
Fuck you up.
Yeah, ISIS and Al Qaeda are dancing for joy at what's happening in the United States because of the fuckery that is going on and the bullshittery and the craziness, and that we've got a lunatic.
We do
at the helm.
Bye.
And a cabal of,
oh yes.
Like Keith Olbermann says, they're pirates. It's like cabal of pirates.
Right.
Heinous people,
you know, and not even good pirates. We're not even talking about these stylish kind of Johnny Depp pirates.
Right.
These are shit pirates. Horrible shit pirates.
Shit pirates.
Yeah.
I've got another, I haven't refreshed the Donald Trump Twitter stream since the internet went tits up. So that's why I'm able to read these tweets that we have here, ladies and gentlemen, as if you are, I don't know why you would just join us as a podcast, but, we actually have lost our internet here. So the live stream ain't livin' right now. We're just doing, we're just flying by the seat.
It is not livin'.
Of our pants here. It shows how much I rely on the fucking internet to do the show.
Well, it's the fucking internet, man.
Not only to stream us, but also to...
Fucking Spectrum, Time Warner can suck my fucking dick.
Help with all these stories.
I just paid the bill to make sure it wasn't... it's not overdue. I'm all paid up. So what the fuck is going on?
I did see a truck outside, but I thought they were an AT&T truck before. So maybe the AT&T truck is... the AT&T truck guy is sabotaging Sabotage.
They're out there.
Trump also tweeted.
I'll be back.
What are you doing?
They're out there. They're honestly. They're in the fucking next. They're out there.
The Spectrum guys, or is it AT&T?
No, it's Time Warner Spectrum.
Oh, Ryan's going out to raise some hell, man, and find out what the fuck is going on. So, the most recent tweet, it was 45 minutes ago, and so that was roughly 2 p.m. ish out here on the Eastern Type Coast is Wednesday, and now he's forwarding shit to remind everyone that he's not fucking up. He tweeted something, Trump administration seen as more truthful than news media. And that's a link to a story that I can't tell what it is yet. It says an Emerson poll, maybe. Oh, I see. So there must have been a poll that showed that the people believe, certain people believe the Trump administration more as being more truthful than the evil lamestream media. He forwarded that a little while ago. 15 minutes before that, he also forwarded a story that says, sobering poll finds majority in leading EU nations would back Trump. Holy shit. Terrifying, this authoritarian butt-kissing wave that is going on in this world. And Trump, of course, ignores the word sobering, apparently, the title. He forwards that little news story from NBC News. Majority in leading EU nations support Trump's child travel ban. Oh, okay, so it's Trump ban. Poll of more than 10,000 people in 10 countries. So he's saying, look, everybody in the world hates Muslims. They all want to keep them out. Doesn't make it right, Donnie. It doesn't make it right. And it's just a lie. Even this morning he was saying that bullshit about it's less safer. They're trying right now to get in. They're breaking their asses to get in this country while this evil judge, these evil libtard judges are holding up our system from keeping us safe. It's just not the case. Just not true. And then another story, immigration ban is one of Trump's most popular orders so far. So, He's trying to convince, I don't know who he's trying to convince. He's playing to his base that, look, everybody else in the world hates Muslims too. And sure, there's a bunch of other countries where they're having problems. Some of them Russianified. Oh, you stupid libtard, blah, blah, blah. But no, it's been proven that Uncle Nipples has taken his shirt off and ridden the bear into the elections and into the media of other countries to try to influence it. And now they're working on Germany, and now they're working on the France.
Nicked.
Are you back from
Yeah.
Dressing down the...
I didn't find the guy, but our fucking neighbor's having some kind of internet bullshit going on.
Oh, so they probably have scuttled the internet for the whole building.
Oh, yes.
Thanks to them for that.
God
perfect,
damn,
perfect,
man.
Perfect, awesome timing. Mm. So the Trump has been, while you were gone, Ryan, I was reading all morning. He's been tweeting and retweeting a poll from the EU that says most people would support a Trump-like Muslim ban. Another one that says more people believe that the immigration ban is his most popular executive order so far. I don't think that's saying much, by the way. Only 55% of whatever some Politico poll said they approve, I guess, of it.
Oh, okay.
He also tweeted, big increase in traffic into our country from certain areas, while our people are far more vulnerable.
He's just lying to get people to feel xenophobic.
As we wait for what should be easy D?
Easy dick.
Big increase in traffic into our country from certain areas, while our people are far more vulnerable as we wait for what should be easy D.
Easy dick. That's easy dick.
Easy defense? Yeah. Easy.
Listen, Trump is
what
on
does
the
that mean?
He's on the lookout for that easy dick, baby. I don't know. It's got to be easy defense.
I really have no idea what that fucking means, but I'm not even going to pretend to try to say I know what that is about.
Yes.
There, did you hear the rumors, Ryan?
Yes. I mean, no.
That, I guess Sean, a small mammal Spicer, was asked this in the, during the morning or the daily briefing or debriefing or pantsing of the, at the White House. And they said that he just smiled demurely, bleh, bleh, whatever that means, coquettishly.
Yeah, who the fuck is he?
Smiled demurely when he was asked if there's any truth to the to some of the speculation that Trump will be naming as the ambassador to Canada, Sarah Palin.
Oh, come. That's not true. That's bullshit.
I'm just a saying what has been alleged.
Can I get a hallelujah?
The, I guess some people, there were some writers in Canada that were speculating and that they had heard. I don't know, you know, who heard from that, who heard from who. But she's been pretty fucking quiet all this time.
Palin.
So I'm not really sure. Yeah, I'm not really sure that she's exactly been a huge supporter of what's going on with the Trump administration.
Yes.
And she's actually criticized a couple of the moves.
Yeah, she said it was crony capitalism.
Right,
she?
Right. It's one of the things that Trump was talking
about. It's crony capitalism.
Oh, that's crony capitalism.
Why are we at the mercy of these fucking lunatics?
Because not enough people in Pennsylvania, or apparently George Soros, can pay hundreds of thousands of protesters, but he couldn't pay like 70,000 people in a couple of states to go vote.
Yeah, right.
But he can organize hundreds of thousands of protesters
what
somehow.
What about that shit?
Yet he couldn't say, hey, can we get 70,000 more people to, through like only 40,000 in one state and 30,000 in another?
Yeah.
Can we get them to maybe go out and vote so we wouldn't end up with Schittler?
Oh, yeah.
Where we're at now, and we'd be bitching about
we are so fucked.
Hardly anything,
right? And this internet thing is really pissing me off. I know you can't tell if you're just listening to the podcast, but FYI, it just really fucking pisses me the fuck off.
Nordstrom, we talked about a little bit earlier.
Ugh.
Here. Fortunately,
good for Nordstrom's.
Fortunately, the LTE is still working. Fortunately, mobile's still working.
Oh, yeah.
I can pull up stories here. So this is from Raw Story. We've got the fact that Trump was bitching and tweeting about Nordstrom. Very unfair to Ivanka. But instead of slithering away, you know, we've been finding, Ryan, that these a lot of these businesses that Trump seems to wield his hatred towards somehow end up backlashing and they end up doing better. He keeps talking about the failed New York Times, the failing, the dropping, the nobody's reading the New York Times. They've had a record quarter in subscriptions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And people are watching Saturday Night Live again.
And Saturday Night Live ratings are skyrocketing.
What do you think that is, Schiller?
They're not funny at all.
No, everyone hates you so much.
Well, now apparently Nordstrom, instead of backing away...
Yes.
Wall Street is being nice to Nordstrom and has sent the stock price shooting upwards today.
Shooting. Damn.
So Trump tried to fuck Nordstrom for dropping his daughter's flagging sales of her bullshit. And
I mean,
the result is skyrocketing price on their shares.
That's something else. People hate him that much. If he comes out against something, it's actually good for that thing. It's not a kiss of death. It's a kiss of life.
It says the company stood strong in the onslaught of Trump and his followers' outrage.
No, yes.
They insisted in a statement today that their decision to pull Ivanka Trump's line from stores was purely due to poor sales and not any political preferences by the company. It's like that guy tweeted... It's the free market, Snowflake.
Yeah, dumbass. Snowflake. I hate that.
Well, it's back at him. So
right.
And now the libs have said, yes, but zillions of snowflakes together make an avalanche.
I love that.
And who's the snowflake? Who's the fucking snowflake?
They
Mitch
are.
Mitch McConnell.
Oh, you're impugning the good. You're impugning the good nature of our gentleman from Alabama.
What does it mean about your politics if you're threatened by a letter?
I haven't heard him say the N-word since yesterday afternoon.
If you're threatened by a letter that Coretta Scott King wrote, what does it say about you?
Oh, right.
You're a piece of fucking shit. Right. That's 30, what it says.
30 fucking years ago, Coretta Scott King
wrote
it.
Oh, my God, I know.
So the company stood strong in their statement. Quote, to reiterate what we've already shared when asked, we made this decision based on performance.
Okay.
Over the last year, particularly over the last half of 2016, sales of the brand have steadily declined to the point where it didn't make good business sense for us to continue with the line for now.
No, oh, okay.
Particularly over the last half of 2016. People hate all things Trump.
They hate it, man. But this is insane. I mean, if anybody... If your whole career is based on getting people to come to you because of your brand, how the fuck is he fucking that up? Like, how is he shitting the bed so hard? Because if you think about it, this should be his jam. Not right. Turning people on to who he is, that's his business. How is he shitting the bed so hard?
But it was his business when he was a carnival barker and doing WWE nights. And, I mean, he was a shill. He was a novelty, a loon. The upper crust, you heard Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, that the real zillionaires and billionaires of New York can't fucking stand him, and that he's had the reputation that he's out to screw everybody, anybody, and everybody.
Do you think he wanted to be president so bad, he was like, oh shit, I'll take the path of least resistance?
I don't know.
All I have to do is appeal to these idiots.
There's parts of the theory of...
And I can fucking win.
There's parts of the theory of he was doing it to get back on The Apprentice and get a higher negotiation. And that's how he figured early on he wasn't going to win, but he figured, why not? I'll drop a couple hundred grand maybe on some ads or something, and I'll get out early, but I'll get a good bump.
Dude, start a Kickstarter. I would donate money to get Donald back on The Apprentice if it means he's not going to be president anymore. I'd donate $10 to that.
What's Arnold going to do for money?
Who cares? Oh, yeah.
How's Arnold going to earn? He's got a couple of ex-wives to worry about.
I got to fuck the maid.
And a love child from the maid.
What doesn't he pull out?
Yeah, that's an excellent question.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's over from the Raw story.
Fuck you.
The Nordstrom's is now doubling down.
Yeah.
On they're not backing down. They're like, look, it wasn't selling.
How is it that when the libs want to boycott something, it's generally successful? But if the hateful right comes out against the product, they usually shit the bed. Why is that?
I can't tell you that.
Not be true.
That has to do with like logic and and facts and thoughts and stuff like that,
fuck.
Which doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense over on that side. Right?
Fuck
these days,
right?
Also, over at the Raw story, there's a story that in California they might be able to Nordstrom's might be able to sue Schittler. You know, he's talking about being all litigious and stuff,
right?
For people that butt hurt him.
Ouch.
Oh well, they're I want to change the libel laws because they're printing all this lies about me, like stuff I've said.
What a pussy.
And but when it comes to himself,
yes,
he can lie like a dog.
He didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, and apparently can get away with it. And
well, what do you want from him?
I guess over here in California, in Commie Pinko Libland.
Yes.
I'm stoned.
That there's a group called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington.
Oh, yes.
They've offered to help Nordstrom and other companies sue President Trump among the, 50? Something lawsuits he's dragged into the White House like remora.
God
on
damn
a
it.
Shark.
Oh, I love that imagery. I love it.
And they've offered to help sue Trump for improperly using his executive position to hurt their businesses. So this is when, like, he tweeted out about the car company. Oh, I love Ford. I don't like GM. They're
right.
I love Ford, or whatever it was. It might have been the other way around.
If you were president, wouldn't that naturally occur to you to not do shit like that? Wouldn't you think, oh, fuck, man, what I say matters in public. It carries weight. I don't want to hurt anybody unintentionally. I want to be careful. I want to be thoughtful.
So Norm Eisen, who is the Democratic half of these two guys, the former White House counsels or something like that, that have this ethics group.
Yes.
They're the ones who sued Trump already.
Oh, shit.
One of these lawsuits, they've already sued him about the Emoluments Clause. They think he's already in violation of the Constitution.
Right.
By, pick one, the...
Jared?
The hotel.
Ivanka?
The hotel
Emoluments.
The hotel in Washington, D.C.
Does Emoluments...
He's like, we're gonna give the money to the Treasury. Oh, the profits.
Right. But is that like, is that about assets and gifts, or is that about giving deals to like your kids emoluments?
Well, that might fall into that.
All of that shit.
Yeah,
right?
It's anything that's provided to you that might it might look like influence is being gained.
You think about Benghazi, and you think about Yemen and all that. God, Benghazi. It's just, he's so fucking hypocritical.
So Norm Eisen, one of these dudes, tweeted, outrageous. Nordstrom and others injured should consider suing, including under the California unfair competition law.
Fuck you.
Forbidding any unfair business act. I will help. So he's offering his lawyerly services to help with these assholes. To help the asshole in charge, our asshole in chief, to sue him, for people to sue him. Companies that he's shitty on.
It's like Donald became president and just drew a big target on himself.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
And isn't handling it well.
I think it's only going to get worse for him, don't you think? I mean, the more bullshit he does, more crap he tries to pull over on the country, he's just going to get more pissed off. People are going to hate him more. There's going to be more fucking sketches. I think it's going to get worse from here on out for this guy.
There's also a story that we've got our latest phone call to a world leader fuck up.
From
the president.
Who did he fucking call?
First it was Australia, right? It was one of them. Then it was, well, he pissed off China.
Yes.
By China. Talking to
Taiwan. Right.
Then he pissed off Australia.
Right.
Then he pissed off Mexico.
Wee.
A couple of times.
Right.
Dos times.
Hello, Luxembourg.
Or trace times.
Right. Can I speak to Iceland?
And now there's reports out today, according to Politico, Trump was speaking. There's a new leak that says that it might have been last week. He was speaking to the president of France. François Hollande.
Zut alors, motherfucker.
François Hollande. H-O-L-L-A-N-D-E.
Le fuck you.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God.
Ain't that the mayor of Paris?
And the story says that while the parts of the conversation went well.
But not all of it.
They say that the president also went after the president of France for NATO money.
What do you mean?
You know, now that we're talking, I love your fries. I love your Eiffel Tower.
I love your berets.
And you motherfuckers aren't paying enough for NATO.
How much are they? They want?
I don't fucking know.
God.
But a senior official with knowledge of the call, has said that Trump seemed obsessed with the costs of NATO and stated that he thinks the U.S. is being taken advantage of by China and international organizations like NATO. So he's talking to the president of France, and the president of France is sitting there thinking, am I speaking with Alex Jones?
Are we having a serious fucking conversation about disbanding NATO, you fucking lunatic?
He's trying to undermine it, apparently.
If I'm the guy in charge of France, I want to say, okay, Schittler, I appreciate where you're going with this. How much more do you want from me? Because I want NATO to stay because I'm in fucking Europe. We've been through some world wars. How much to keep NATO? That's what I would do. You just got to give in to this shit.
The official, who is anonymous, said it was a difficult conversation because Trump talks like he is speaking publicly. It's not the usual way heads of state speak to each other. He speaks with slogans, and the conversation is not completely organized.
But he's talking to another fucking head of state. Wouldn't you have your shit all sorted out? Wouldn't you have your ducks in a row? You're going to talk to this fucking French guy. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. And then you wander into the whole, like, oh, let's disband NATO. It's bizarre.
He said, this official said that Trump said he was fine with the French involvement with NATO. You know, you guys, it's okay if you're in NATO. But, quote,
thank you.
The U.S. wants our money back.
Back? Back for what?
We're protecting their French asses, and they're not paying enough, apparently. This is what he's worried about.
God,
he's not
damn.
Worried about billionaires like himself dodging taxes. He's worried about NATO and pissing off our allies, possibly. But the White House released a press release about the phone call, by the way, which said that, quote, President Trump reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to NATO and noted the importance of all NATO allies sharing the burden on defense spending. The leaders also have lauded our combined efforts to eliminate ISIS in Iraq and Syria. So that's the propaganda that the White House press release put out. Well, he reaffirmed our commitment to NATO and noted the importance of allies sharing the burden on defense spending.
Why don't you suck my big fucking dick?
This is what he's right around. The first thing he's doing is he's talking to some of these other leaders and trying to swing the big giant dick of America around and say, hey, look, you're going to pay up or else. It's a mafioso shakedown.
It's bullshit. Who the fuck?
You're not paying your protection money. You're not paying your protection money to us.
So there you go. Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen, making friends left and right. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening to us as a podcast, because you can't be listening to us live right now because we got internet issues. Ryan's out talking to the man right now, who apparently is the internet dude. So that's why y'all have to listen to me ramble on and on and on without Mr. Pfeiffer here as we try to talk about some more stories as I find them on my phone, because that's how we're doing. That's how we're rolling today with a change in technology. We talked a little bit about the silencing of Elizabeth Warren last night by Mitch McConnell. If you don't know what we're talking about, Elizabeth Warren was speaking in a block of Democrats that had intended on, I think, maybe speaking all night against the confirmation of Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III of Alabama, the senator from Alabama, as attorney general for the Trump administration. Sessions, you'll recall, in the 80s during the goddamn Reagan administration, was not confirmed by the Senate because of problems that they had with racism, allegations of racism, that he was not the kindest to black people in Alabama, and during his tenure as a attorney general, or I think he was attorney general in Alabama, that he selectively went after certain black organizations who tried to organize people for voting, with voting and stuff. So last night, Elizabeth Warren was in a block, was speaking out. She had read a little bit of what Ted Kennedy, I believe, had read into the, had spoke about Mr. Sessions in the 80s, ultimately when he was voted down, even by Republicans. And she was censored, or she was called out for impugning the integrity of one of their colleagues. She was warned initially, and then she started reading later in her speech from another letter that had been written by Coretta Scott King during the same proceedings to try to confirm Jefferson Beauregard Sessions some point in the 80s. At some point in the 80s, and she wrote a letter. She was unable to attend and speak in person, but she listed the various reasons why she did not believe that Jefferson Beauregard Sessions was qualified and should be confirmed as, at that time, a federal judge. You know, those are lifetime type confer or type spots that they get in the judgeship etude. So Elizabeth Warren was simply reading from, and I read the letter. There's nothing, it's not bad. It's Coretta Scott fucking King. She didn't write bad language. She wasn't insulting. She was very civilly laying out the reasons and the evidence for why she did not believe that Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III should be the attorney general or should be confirmed as a judge at that point. And she said that the
Time Warner's working on the building, and they said what they're doing has nothing to do with why our internet just went out.
I'm sure that's
just an odd coincidence. Sure, an act of fucking God.
I'm sure it's a coincidence. So Elizabeth Warren was reading that letter, and in the middle of her speech, she was like, "Excuse me." All of a sudden, you hear, "Excuse me, Mr. President. Excuse me, Mr. President." And Mitch McConnell waddled over to his section where the microphone is, and he called out Elizabeth Warren, saying that she was impugning the integrity or something like that, or the honor of the gentleman from Alabama, and they requested that she be stopped under Rule 19, which is this rule that the Senate has that they try to keep some tiny modicum, some semblance of civility in the process, so that they don't delve into areas where they're like just screaming at each other and calling each other's names. And they're not screaming at each other. They're not yelling, "Fuck you," or anything like that. They're simply doing that. You know what? We could just pause it and continue this. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, everybody. Well, we got our internet working again, but it's only a couple minutes before 4, so we thought, fuck it. Thanks for joining us here on this truncated version of Crab Diving Live. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, on Stitcher.
Yes.
And on crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy, his Instagram, at RatedRComedy. Or his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagash at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, hopefully streaming with a brand new wire under the house. Thanks, everybody.
Viva la resistance.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.